Well, millions of Americans struggle to lose weight, but how do you start when you have hundreds of pounds to lose? Here this morning to share his story and to tell us how, we're joined by Ryan. It's our pleasure to welcome Ryan to Sunday Morning Magazine.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
All right. Now, so you work, I understand, with the University of Cincinnati in their athletic department. Is that right?
Yes, sir. I'm the Associate AD for Communications, and I work mostly with the football team, but I oversee the communications and the external efforts for the whole athletic department.
Okay. So you're here this morning to talk about your weight loss journey. And I understand that you struggled with weight loss most of your life. How true is that?
It's very true. I've struggled since I was a young kid, probably 9 or 10 years old. And it's been a battle I've fought ever since then.
So, Ryan, being in this high-profile job in athletics, of all things, did that make your struggle with weight all the more difficult for you? Because I think the assumption is you work in athletics.
You think of athletic people, yeah.
Right.
That's definitely part of it. I think inherently people in my job and potentially in college athletics in general aren't exactly the healthiest. We work a lot of hours, late nights, bad habits, leads itself to some bad eating and other things. And I think just catches up with you eventually. And then you're around these elite athletes who are striving to be the best at what they do. And, you know, you're the biggest guy in the room by far. Like, you outweigh the offensive lineman, which is never good.
All right. So before the weight loss, how did you feel? I understand that you had problems sleeping, you were in pain, and kind of verging on some depression as well.
Absolutely. And I was never diagnosed, but I think the signs were all there. The way I equated it earlier was, in a different article, was I was a prisoner in my own body. So you would want to do things, but you would hurt when you did them, and it wasn't easy just to go through your day-to-day stuff.
Okay, so sleeping, was it sleep apnea or what?
Another thing I was never diagnosed with, but I would imagine I had it. I was told I was a pretty wicked snorer.
Okay.
So probably a health issue there.
Okay, and pain as far as?
Just overall soreness. Like, it would hurt you to go through your day-to-day operation. Like, walking up the stairs was just a pain.
Okay. So what made you decide that it was time to lose the weight? What sparked that determination for you?
I think it was a lot of things. I had a, you know, much to the chagrin of some people, I had a bad review at work, and that was kind of one of the first steps. And I had a number of people, family, friends, people inside the athletics industry that had reached out and expressed some concern with where I was going. You know, they had seen me. They hadn't seen me in a while, and they were worried that I was headed down a very bad path. So I think all that was collectively, and it added up.
In terms of gaining weight?
Yeah, in terms of my overall health picture and my outlook for life, so to speak. It appeared grim to some people, and they reached out with some concerns. You know, I think I equated it to my boss as I was kind of mailing it in, and I was just going through the motions, which in our industry doesn't work.
Okay. And I read somewhere that you said that you did not want to become a statistic. Tell me what you meant by that.
I think you look at obesity as a whole today, and the statistics are alarming with how many people suffer from obesity and end up dying from it. I didn't want to be one of those people, but I didn't know where to get help from, and I needed some help. And luckily I got some from some people that cared about me a whole lot.
Okay. So let's talk about that. Once you decided to take off the weight, what was your first step?
My first step was a long meeting with my boss, and we laid some facts on the table, and a lot of it wasn't the stuff you want to hear, but sometimes you got to face realities, and we came to a little bit of a conclusion that she had heard about the weight loss program at UC Health, and she said, "We're going to do this. And I'm going to drive you to your first thing. We're going to this seminar next week. And
really?
I'm taking you there."
Mm. And so if you don't mind me asking, how much did you weigh at the time?
I went for my initial health screening, and I weighed in at 441 pounds.
Okay. And so was that a shock for you?
I think so, to a point. I mean, I think the size I was, I knew I was big, but you avoid the scale like the plague, and you try not to think about it, but it's always there. Just to see it laid out in front of me with the numbers and everything else, it was a little shocking.
So getting involved in this program, I'm sure you got connected with the doctor. So what kind of regimen did he put you on, or what was this whole weight management. What was that like for you?
Well, it's a wellness program overall. Okay. And it was all very new and all very much a learning experience through the whole process. It's a lot controlled by diet, so I was taking basically 6 supplements a day, 5 shakes, and 1 nutrition bar that added up to about 960 calories. And that's it. You know, a lot of water and some gum for me.
Okay. And so how difficult was that for you? I mean, because that sounds like pretty difficult.
It was. The first 2 weeks were tough. Mm-hmm. And I think like anything else, that your body adjusts. And the motivational thing that helped was I was losing weight. I mean, I lost, I think, 8 pounds in the first 5 days, which was probably mostly water weight. But still, I was all in after that.
As of today, how much weight have you lost through the program at UC?
I am between phases right now, so I haven't weighed in a few weeks, but my last weigh-in, I was down 196 pounds.
In one calendar year?
Yes, sir.
So looking back on your weight loss journey, and I'm assuming, do you still have, or you feel like you have more weight to lose?
Absolutely. I think we all set a goal weight in your heads when you go through something like this, and I'm not there yet, mm-hmm. but I'm still working every day. I'm between phases in the program, like I said. So we'll get started with the next phase here in a couple of weeks and then see where we're at.
Okay. And so how does it even feel like being able to go to the store? Because I'm sure being a certain weight up close to 500 pounds, it's not like you can shop everywhere. How does it feel now to be able to shop differently, eat differently, shop differently at the grocery store even? What is that like?
It's a whole different lifestyle. The clothes perspective, number one, just being able to shop in a regular store is nice. And I'll admit that I've bought some things in stores I never would have walked in before just because I could, which was a lot of fun, and it continues to be fun.
All right. Good for you.
I've had a lot of good support from partners at UC, partners at Under Armour who've helped out with some things. So just the people on my team have been phenomenal. And then just in terms of the grocery shopping and other things, it's a whole new world. I am a crazed label reader now. I'm always looking at what's going in because I'm trying to think of, I used to like stuff like a bagel every day. But bagel's 300 calories. That's almost over a third of my calories for the day. Mm-hmm. So I'd rather waste it on something good.
Okay. You know? All right. So you're reading food labels. You're just shopping at any store. You're buying jackets and whatever, even if you don't like them.
Absolutely.
Right.
Gotta bling it out.
All right. Good for you. Now, what's been the most difficult thing for you through this whole weight loss journey for you?
I think the difficult thing for me was when I added real food back into my diet. With being on the supplements, your appetite gets a little suppressed and it becomes almost routine. You almost have to force yourself to do it. You know, you get to 8 o'clock at night and you're like, oh man, I still have another shake to drink. I got to force this thing down just to get my calories in for the day. Once I added food back in, all those stomach enzymes and everything else started kicking up again. So cravings came back and all that stuff. You look longingly at the cookies again. You're like, oh, I wonder what this tastes like. I haven't had a cookie in a year. Got to give this a whirl. So fighting some of those cravings has been a challenge, but I've learned some things to cope with them. Just take a bite and throw the rest out, which seems weird, but you get that taste in that you wanted, and then you don't get all the stuff that goes with it. Mm-hmm. And then just making better choices. And amazingly enough, hydration plays a huge part in it. And discovering the difference between thirst and hunger has been very, very interesting to me.
Okay. And so what's your advice this morning for someone listening this morning that is overweight, maybe obese? What's your advice to that person if they want to get started? What would you tell them?
I would say the hardest part is taking that first step and admitting that you need help and you don't know the kind of support you're going to be able to get by reaching out to somebody and trying to get the help that I did.
Okay. And so let me ask you this. You made a great point, knowing that you have a problem. Why do you think your success with UC is greater than probably what you would have done if you would have tried this on your own?
I think I had a great team behind me. The team at the Weight Loss Center in Westchester has been phenomenal. The dietitians, the doctors, the people in the office, they are all invested in wellness and making sure that you have success. And I think that's a huge part of it. In addition, I had great people in my life, my friends, my family from all across the world that I've met in my travels throughout the years. And having those people on my side has been all the difference in the world.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Ryan. You look great. Congratulations on the weight loss. Continued success there.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
For more information on Ryan and to see before and after photos, visit and like our Facebook page, Sunday Morning Magazine with Rodney Lear on Facebook. Head there now, like us there now, and join the conversation as well.
Stick around. We'll be back with more Sunday Morning Magazine in a moment.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.